Joining me in the studio is Alison from Take the Lead Dog Services. Good afternoon, Alison.
Hi, Charlie.
You can train a dog. How does one go about that?
Lots of treats and lots of positive reinforcements.
Now, that's giving the dog a treat when it's done something you want it to do.
Absolutely.
How do you persuade the dog to do that thing for you?
It's all about taking it back down to the real basics. It's about a lot of time and patience, and also making sure that your commands are really clear and that the dog knows exactly what you're asking. To a certain degree, the actual word that you use is almost kind of irrelevant. We don't start putting actual verbal cues, so commands such as sit, heel, close, that sort of thing, until we can see that the dog has got the behaviour down 100%. So there's a couple of different techniques that we can use to get that behaviour. They're termed as shaping and marking. So marking is when a behaviour naturally occurs that you like and that you want the dog to repeat that. So you praise them, reward them for that behaviour. Shaping is where you're sort of guiding them to the behaviour that you're looking for them to offer to you, and rewarding them when they do offer that behaviour.
And how long does this process take? I mean, different breeds of dogs pick this up quicker, or is it just a slow process that just takes as long as it takes?
It can vary within breeds, certainly certain elements and different types of training. You know, typically your gun dogs, for example, they are going to pick up things like retrieving perhaps quicker than some of the other breeds. But on the whole, there's nothing that a dog can't or won't learn. And it is just a step-by-step process and allowing the dog the time that it needs to obviously develop that behaviour. And more than anything, it's about forming that bond with the dog so they want to deliver the behaviours for you as well.
When it comes to animals and children, is there any way you can encourage a dog to be nice around children? Is it just a case of potluck? You get a dog that really is a, you know, a one-person dog rather than, you know, enjoying spending time with all the family?
You can definitely help a dog or encourage a dog to be more sort of confident, if you like, around different people, that sort of thing. It's really important to start working with them on from when they're a puppy, if you're able to. Obviously, in some instances, for example, if you're talking about rescue dogs, that may not be possible to work with them from such a young age. But absolutely, you can work with a dog so that they are comfortable with people. You can get them used to being handled by different people. But it is also about sort of respecting the dog and realising and understanding that there are times when a dog just wants space, as you or I do. Sometimes, you know, if you work in an office or something and you're like, oh, the last thing I want to do is go and sit and chat to all those people. Dogs are no different. There's going to be times when they really just would rather be on their own for a while.
Have you worked with a rescue dog before?
Yes, I actually have a rescue dog.
And what's that like as a process? Because they must be very, very nervous of being around new people.
Some are, some aren't. I've got a rescued retired greyhound. She's the second retired greyhound that I've actually owned. She's pretty good with people, to be fair. We have noticed that every now and then with men, she can back off a little bit. She's a little bit wary. But it all depends on the dog and their previous experience and the circumstances. Again, it comes back to time and space and building the dog's trust in you, that, you know, you've got their back, if you like, so you're not forcing them into a situation that they really don't want to be in.
And how's this training regulated, if at all? Do you have some sort of syllabus that you can work from to actually learn the skills required to teach the owner how their dog should behave?
So in the UK, dog trainers aren't regulated as such. There's various different sort of bodies, if you like, that offer courses and accreditation. Likewise, there are various MVQs and college courses, online courses, that sort of thing that, you know, anybody could sign up to do. Myself, I'm actually working towards my accreditation with the Institute of Modern Dog Trainers. So there's a set number of courses that you have to complete, and you're then assessed at the end of those courses, and they will then offer accreditation and membership if you pass the assessment.
I saw something in the news the other day about performing CPR on a dog. Apparently this is a thing.
Yes, it is a thing.
Just like you would on a human?
Pretty much, yeah. The techniques and the theory behind it are all exactly the same, really.
Is this something you've ever had to do?
Not in real life, no, thank goodness. But I have completed a canine first aid course, so I have done it as part of the course, so I would know what to do should the situation ever arise.
And you do basic walks amongst the behavioural side of things as well. So you do, it's called Wags and Walks on your Facebook page.
Absolutely. So it is simply a walking service for those that just need somebody to come in and walk their dog if they're not about to do so. So I only walk one client's dogs at a time, unlike some walkers where they will take a whole bunch of dogs out in one go.
You don't have four on the go then?
No, not unless the owner has four dogs that they want me to take. It's normally just, you know, one or two sort of thing. They're just fun, enjoyable walks, really. I can incorporate some elements of training if the owners request me to do that as well, though. You know, have a bit of a play with the dogs, get them out in the fresh air, and do some, it's all about mental stimulation as well. So everybody seems to think that all dogs need a lot of physical exercise, which they do to a certain degree, but actually it's a lot more about mental stimulation than people would think.
So this is Take the Lead Dog Services. How can we find out more about you?
So you can check me out on Facebook. I've also got an Instagram account and Twitter account. And if you go through to my Facebook page, you'll also find my website on there.
Okay, Alison from Take the Lead Dog Services, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks, Charlie.